Good morning. Everything into gear? Mm-hmm. I can't see you because that light is shining right in my eyes, but that doesn't matter. Reminds me of a time I went to preach in a church in Ebervale. There was only about 15 people there, and they were all sitting down the front. And it was one of these old Welsh chapels. And it had about 15 steps going up to the pulpit, you know. So I climbed up to the pulpit. I opened my Bible, I looked, and there was nobody there. I'm glad it's not like that this morning. Praise God. Praise God. I'm going to bring a well-known scripture. A scripture that perhaps is read and quoted and mentioned many, many times. It's from 2 Corinthians 5:17, and it just says simply, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." Praise God. There was a woman on the news recently who had over 200 cosmetic surgery operations. Over 200. Incredible. Almost every time she gave herself any close examination or looked in the mirror, she just didn't like what she saw. The problem is whatever you do to change on the outside, it'll never change you on the inside. You know, when I gave my life to Christ, I didn't wake up the following morning and look in the mirror and have a body like Arnold Schwarzenegger, whatever his name is, or the looks of George Clooney. There's no need to nod in agreement. No, what happened to me didn't happen on the outside, it happened on the inside. Yes. What happened to me wasn't a natural thing, it was a supernatural thing. Yes. Praise his name. I remember when, back in 1986, our old banger got us to Aberdeen, where I started with my family the ministry, and it just about failed by the time it got to Aberdeen, and we needed a new car. So we looked at our finances and we decided that we would have a brand new car. The first time I've ever had a brand new car. Oh boy. We went into the garage. It was a Peugeot something or other. And we went into the garage, and just the smell of that car, and this, oh. There's a saying in Wales, when you're full of, you know, you couldn't call the Queen your auntie, and that was us. That was us. Elizabeth got her white gloves, and she sat by the window, and she was... Yeah. It was a wonderful feeling. But you know something? No sooner that car left the forecourt, it was second hand. Yeah. It was worth then probably £500 less than what we paid for it. But the Bible says that if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. Hallelujah. All things passed away. Behold, all things have become new. When a person accepts Christ as their Savior, because of the new life transformation that takes place, is not subject to devaluation. It's not subject to deterioration. Hallelujah. But each day that passes, your life is enhanced because Jesus has come into it. Our lives in Christ are infinitely more valuable than before we knew him. The Bible puts it in a lovely way. The Apostle Paul, writing to the Corinthians, he says, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man, oh, Shadakabarandai, the inward man is being renewed every day. You see, God is sovereign. And when a person gives their life to Christ, God, in his sovereignty, declares that person to be in Christ. Therefore, the old self died in Christ's death and rose again in Christ's newness of life. Do you know something? It's as new as if the hand of God had freshly created. Hallelujah. Elizabeth got me another glass of water because she said, I don't know how old that is. Oh, well. Drink any deadly thing. There's a beautiful hymn, and I believe it sums it up. And it says this, so nigh, so very nigh to God, I cannot nearer be. For in the person of his Son, I am as near as he. As you know, Edinburgh is famous for its New Year's Eve party in Princess Street. And there, down in Princess Street Gardens, as the bells rang and as the fireworks went off, New Year resolutions were made. In the hope and of perhaps a better year to come, they resolved to do this, to do that. New year, new me was the cry. Inevitably, with the best will in the world, many of those hopes and aspirations will miserably fail. But this morning, church, Christ offers a newness that cannot fail. Never will fail. In Christ, we are not merely offered a new start, but we are created anew. I'd like to just briefly bring three little thoughts to this scripture. First of all, our lives in Christ are now subject to a new law. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Oh, hallelujah. That just blesses me. Picture a couple, two men walking along, or a man and woman, just a couple walking along the cliff. There's a huge fall down to the sea. And suddenly one of them loses his footing. I'll say his, but you know what I mean, don't you? One of them loses his footing. And just about as if he was going to plunge down into the abyss, into the sea, into the rocks below, the other person grabs the hand and pulls him up and brings him back to safety. You know what this? It doesn't mean that the law of gravity ceased to exist or ceased to operate. It means that a greater law came into force. And the greater law that comes into force when you and I give our lives to Christ is a law that brings us from the sin and death of sin into the liberty and love of Christ Jesus. The law of the Spirit of life in the Savior overcomes the law of sin and death. By nature, we sin because we are the victims of the fall and are subject to this law. But in Christ Jesus, a higher law comes into operation. Hallelujah. A higher law comes into operation. And this law sets us completely free. There's a wonderful... description, illustration of that found in the book of Genesis when Noah went into the ark with his family. The ark was finished in a perfect way to escape the divine wrath. So God said to Noah and his family, come into the ark, all you and your household. You see, the ark was a vessel built exactly to God's specifications. So it was perfectly secure. The Bible tells us the ark was pitched inside and outside. And you know the word pitch? The Hebrew word for pitch in the Old Testament is the same word for the Greek word of atonement. In the New Testament, between those who were safe in the ark and the waters of judgment was this unsinkable vessel covered in pitch. As soon as Noah and his family were safely inside, the Bible says, the Lord shut the door. They were perfectly safe. Perfectly safe. Perfect security. God didn't say to Noah and his family, I'm going to give you ropes and I'm going to put a mast on top of the deck and I want you to tie yourself to the mast by those ropes and hang on for dear life. God placed him in a domain of safety, in a domain of security. And God has placed us in a domain where we are saved from his wrath, where there is no condemnation. Hallelujah. Amen. We read in Deuteronomy, the external God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. You know what it means? A lot of people think it means that God catches us when we fall. But you know what it means? It means God can keep us from falling. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. God can keep us from falling. As long as we are in the ark. Oh, yes. The floodwaters are still there. The law of sin is still in operation. But while we are in Christ, a higher law comes into operation, the law of the Spirit and of life. So the first thing we are considering is that in Christ, our lives are now subject to a new law. Then, let's consider our lives are now serving a new Lord. For you have been born again, says Peter. Your new life did not come from your earthly parents, because the life they gave you will end in death. But this new life will last forever, because it comes from the eternal living word of God. Hallelujah. When we accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, the Holy Spirit entered into our lives. And the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, began to live in you. Began to live in you. When Jesus was on earth, he exercised lordship over the elements. He exercised lordship over sickness, over sin, and over death. And in his death and resurrection, Jesus conquered forever death and hell. When he ascended to the place of power. And now from his throne in glory, Do you know what he does? He confers his lordship to you and I. When you go home, perhaps read John 17, that great high priestly prayer of Jesus. And you know one of the things that Jesus says? Jesus said, Father, the glory that you have given me, I give them. Oh, hallelujah. Wow. That just blesses me. To think that the one who spoke this world into being confers his glory to me. Oh, hallelujah. As we live in newness in Christ, the same lordship that Jesus exercised is ours to live in this morning. The Apostle Paul was able to say, it's no longer I that lives, but it's Christ who lives in me. And he goes on to say, and the life you now see me living in is not mine. It is lived by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Hallelujah. Justified by his blood. Saved from the wrath. Reconciled to God. Hallelujah. That's you. If you're in Christ this morning, that's you. Oh, that's a lot better. I can see you. All I can see is those big lights. The wonderful thing about salvation, brothers and sisters, and if you don't hear anything else, hear this morning. The wonderful thing about salvation this morning is this. Christ not only gave his life for us, he gave his life to us. One or two amens. Christ not only gave his life for us, he gave his life to us. Oh, hallelujah. If you can't get excited about that, you can't get excited about nothing. Christ giving his life for us saves us from the penalty of sin. Christ giving his life to us saves us from the power of sin. One day, and we sang about it this morning, one day when we reach him, one day when we go to glory, he will save us completely from the presence of sin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, we've considered in that our lives in Christ are now subject to a new law. Our lives in Christ means that we are serving a new Lord. And it just goes to, it's just a natural progression, I suppose, that our lives in Christ are now new lives. New lives. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. You received God's Spirit when he adopted you as his own children. Now we call him Abba Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was a time in your experience, if you don't know the Lord, if you didn't know the Lord Jesus, there was a time in your experience when you couldn't say Abba Father. But now you can. You can go straight up to the throne and you can say Abba Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Daddy God. Do you know what that means? It means two things. It means sonship, and it means security. as spiritual sons and daughters in Christ. We are adopted into God's family and we are given full status. The Bible puts it this way. The Bible says that we are not only heirs, but we are joint heirs with Christ. Joint heirs with Christ. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. And then security. And we know that God causes everything to work together for good of those who love God, who are called, and are called according to His purpose for them. That's security, brothers and sisters. That's security this morning. When we became new creations, like the cogs in an intricate piece of machinery, God began to take our lives and to align it with his own, with his son, with his precious son. It was a time that we had no future, no outlook, but now in Christ, we are children of destiny, children of purpose. Likewise, because God's purposes cannot be thwarted, and although we can't always see where He's fitting us into our plan, His plan, but it's a perfect plan, and He's included you, and He's included me. Hallelujah. If any man is in Christ Jesus, He is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. We're going to be singing a little song together in a moment. Amazing worship group, amazing worship. Everybody who comes and brings worship here is just amazing. I'm just so blessed by it. We're going to be singing a little song together in a moment. Where are you? But before we sing that song, I'd just like to ask you, where were you before you came in? Did you have an outlook? Did you have a future? Did you have a hope? Did you know Christ in your life? Did you have self-worth? Did you have love in your life? If the answer is no to all these things, or yes to all these things, you needn't leave the same way as when you came. Jesus made a detour into Samaria to speak to a woman whose life was on the floor. She had no self-worth and nobody else liked her either. And yet Jesus came. He went to Jericho and he looked up into a tree at a man who hated himself and was hated by the community. And he called him from the tree and he saved his life. It was a guy called Arwin, brought up in a little backwater village in South Wales. gossips in the village said that I would amount to nothing. Arwen lived for the next drink. I shouldn't be standing here now. But you know why I'm here? Because Jesus came. Because Jesus came. My life is not subject to the old law. I don't serve any other Lord. My life in Christ is a new life. And it can be yours this morning. Let's stand and sing this song together. The prayer team will be waiting. And if you want to have prayer for something in your life, something that perhaps you can't, a habit that you can't kick, something that you know is bothering you and you can't do nothing about it yourself, and you tried and tried and tried, but this morning it can be resolved. This morning Christ can come in and give you newness of life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.